Wednesday, the 17th of June, 1998. This is My Case recording Barbara Morris in an interview or a tutoring session, I believe, for some sort of honors program, I think. This is Brett Luca. I'm setting up the recording equipment, and I'm just going to put it on pause, and then Barbara's going to have a couple people come in, pause in the middle, and start it back up once the second person enters her office here. Okay, that's it. Pause. Right now it's recording.
It'll start, right. Okay, what are you working on today?
I'm in an English 125.
Okay.
And I have an essay that I wrote, and maybe you could look at it.
Okay, what was the assignment?
This one is autobiography.
Right.
And this one here is a synthesis essay, which is based on an essay that we read about Columbus.
Okay. So. Christopher Columbus.
Mm-hmm.
And these are both due for the end of this term, is
right.
that it?
Right.
And this has already been revised once?
Yes.
And so basically what you want from me is just any suggestions about final touches.
Mm-hmm.
So I read through it and then
okay.
make any notes or whatever on it. And while I'm doing that, maybe you could fill
okay.
this out. Okay, so this is an autobiography of, you know, your coming to this country
mm-hmm.
and what's happened to you since. Okay. Oh, you came at 16.
Yeah. So I feel at work here.
Yeah, you, I guess you would put where you are in this age group, and this is a writing workshop appointment. I'll put that up here. Okay?
Cool.
And then today's date. And
17th.
Today's the 17th. Okay? And then
okay.
you just go through that. Now, who has read this before? Your teacher or people in your class or?
Both.
Both, okay. This is funny, the transition of the pizza. It tasted terrible the night before
right.
and tasted great
sick.
The next day. Right, right. When you start a new quotation like this, you should capitalize the first word.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Okay, here's
mm-hmm.
something that this is an agreement.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have a singular, like each of the students,
mm-hmm.
you have to say his or her, not there, because there is a plural.
So
this has to agree
okay.
in number with
so
this.
If I just leave each of the just make a student.
That's right. It would be all right. Good.
But someone in a classmate suggested put it in there, so
well, I think it would.
I studied with.
I think I would just take this out. That students had there.
Right.
It's easier.
Because I studied just
right.
students and then
right.
some of them.
Right.
Told me.
Right. When in agreement,
mm-hmm.
Your pronoun always has to agree with
mm-hmm.
the antecedent, which is the noun that is supposed to refer to.
Mm-hmm.
So this is just a kind of reference issue here. You know,
okay.
what does the pronoun refer to? Okay, it was good. You picked right up on that.
Mm-hmm.
This is interesting about the way the students were relating to each other. This was a tough period for you. Okay, here's the same thing. You want to capitalize, okay? What was your problem, your health problem? It seems a little mysterious because you don't actually explain.
Right, because I decided not to explain.
Okay. Can is there anything you could say generally in a sort of category, general category?
I mean, do I need to?
Well, It seems a little mysterious the way it, I mean, typically people would say, you know, like I broke my leg, or, you know, I had appendicitis, or, you know, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
They would just have a kind of, they wouldn't give the details, but they would just sort of in a general category.
Okay. That's a kidney disease.
Oh, okay.
So do I need to specify that?
Well, I think it would sound a little less mysterious if you said, as I was getting used to college life and everything was going great, I found out about troubles with my kidneys or something like that, you know? You don't have to say anything more about it.
I see.
Okay? And then you just go, when I heard the news, that's fine. It just kind of, you know, it's just, without giving any specific details, it sounds very mysterious. And you don't, you know, it doesn't need to be totally
right.
Okay. Boy, that's terrific, a 3.7.
Thank you.
That's wonderful. That's quite a triumph for you. Okay, I don't think you need to say it again.
Okay.
I think just saying that you can finish it with succeed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? This is good. This is very good, Maureen.
Thank you.
Just a few places where I put prepositions, changed a preposition, or maybe put in a couple of words, like she would never mention you need to us about English problems, and on this page there were some words left out, but not very much. It's very good.
I mean, I know I have like major problems with like prepositions.
Oh, you know, an awful lot of students do. English prepositions are there really aren't enough. They don't fit in comfortably in rules.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so idiosyncratic where things go or don't go. It's very difficult.
I know. Like, I don't know. Sometimes I catch on, but like sometimes I don't.
I know. I'm getting ready to go to Italy, and I don't speak Italian, and I'm going to be feeling exactly the way you felt. Okay. Another issue, of course, is articles. Those are the two things that most second language speakers have trouble with, are articles and prepositions, because basically it's hard to know when to put the or not put it.
Right.
And there doesn't seem to be any rule that really fits all cases. Okay, here's the capital again. See? And you want to use a colon before the actual statement. The question enters my mind, colon. And here's the question, capitalized W. Why did he choose to write without all the details? That's a good question. You know, he wouldn't even be making the journey if he didn't have the, you know, if he hadn't gotten the money for it.
Right.
Okay. Did you give them one bell or lots of bells? Gave them glass beads and brass rings and bell. Bells or one bell? So you either have to say a bell or bells.
Maybe I have to look it over.
Okay.
That's straight from the code. So
okay.
Maybe I need to proofread
it. Right. Okay. Okay, here is kind of repetitious.
Okay.
You say he might be religious, Columbus might be religious.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to, yeah, he might be religious, yet he could be a person with great ambition who would do anything to achieve his goal and gain his own profits.
Mm-hmm.
But I had the impression that he exaggerated himself to his king. Okay? Right? That's an interesting hypothesis. Barbara Morris. Who? Oh, okay. I'll be another few minutes and I'll be right out. Thank you. It's my next appointment.
How long is the appointment, each appointment?
They usually run about 25 minutes.
Oh, okay.
it's reasonable to assume that he knew that somebody would be reading his log, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
There also may have been a convention about writing in logs that you only recorded facts and not feelings.
Mm-hmm. But he did kind of both, though.
He did both?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not like he was like talking about how he thanked God all the time. Stuff.
Okay, you've said this several times about not wanting to, not gay. Here you're saying the same thing again. So you're going to have to either change the wording or not say this again.
Mm-hmm. Is it the conclusion? Or
So you need to find another way to say this,
mm-hmm.
because it sounds like it's the very same thing you just said in the paragraph before.
Okay. Well, maybe I should shorten it, or...
How long is your paper supposed to be?
I think 4 to 5.
Well, you might be able to shorten it and take out some of those parts,
mm-hmm.
you know, where you've said those things before.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to have to get the next person.
I have one question about this one.
Yes.
Like, are they asking about the school now?
Yeah, did you go to the primary or secondary school in English? And I guess you would say yes, right?
Mm, right.
Okay.
I wasn't sure.
Yeah, I know. I know. It's confusing.
Okay,
you're very welcome. You fill this out when you go outside, out too.
Okay.
Isn't that your... This is your copy,
is that
I think.
Yes, it is.
You need... While I'm reading, you might fill out these things, which is the consent form and the information.
Okay.
But first, tell me what your assignment is and... What I'm going to be reading.
It's an analysis. And it's,
okay.
I'm analyzing the behavior of 3 different people in a traffic jam.
Oh, okay. You've been in here before, right?
Uh-huh.
You were in here, you wrote something about the march.
Right.
Right, Ku Klux Klan march.
Right.
Right, I remember that, yeah. How did that go?
It went well.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good, you got a good grade?
Uh-huh.
Excellent. That's what we're striving for.
Uh-huh.
All right, so this is 3 different people in a traffic jam, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. I guess this is the way this is going to go. This is good description. Now, you wouldn't know exactly how old he was, would you?
Uh-uh.
So... It sounds a little phony to say a 40-year-old man when you're just looking in the van.
Should I say middle-aged?
Yeah, I think that's better.
Yeah, I thought about that. But
yeah.
I was like, maybe no one will notice.
Well. You want to be careful when you're doing detailed description like this,
mm-hmm.
when it's heavy into assumptions.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
you just want to try to be as clinical in your analysis as you can be.
Okay.
Okay? So, and as direct and precise.
So, yeah, that's something that I wouldn't have noticed. Really.
Right.
Okay.
Now this is another car, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a second person.
Maybe you should say,
okay,
just signal that you're going to another driver now.
Okay.
This pretty much explains something about the reason why he pulled in front of the expedition. He obviously doesn't mind getting his car hit. I don't understand this. It did not require much encouragement to convince the driver to get them out of the traffic jam.
Yeah.
What does that refer to?
I'm trying to say that they didn't need to, like, talk him into driving on the shoulder of the road.
Okay.
But
that doesn't come through at all in that sentence.
Okay.
You could say something like, apparently, did not take much encouragement to convince the driver to take the shoulder route, take the shoulder lane, or something like that.
Okay.
Attempt, maybe you should say here. Okay, you need a semicolon here.
Okay,
now you can signal this is another person by saying nearby.
Okay.
You don't know that it filled the van. Their laughter, they laughed. Of sight, dropped out of sight.
Okay.
You wouldn't see it anymore, right?
Right. Should this be was? A Barbie was stretched or stretched?
Yeah, either one is okay.
Oh, that's okay.
Right.
Okay.
I wouldn't put this in here. It's too
okay.
Sappy.
Okay.
You give that impression already without saying it.
Okay.
You know, you give the impression of what you're thinking that about the mother and her treatment of the children, but when you actually come out and say it, it's almost too obvious.
Okay.
So it comes across. So it becomes across as sentimentalizing
okay.
her instead of just observing her.
Okay.
Okay, now that you're getting into interpretation of what you think, you have to be careful that you don't jump to conclusions, okay? So, the differences between the three driver's vehicles, body movements and driving styles, are influenced by society's pressures and permitted by the driver's responsibilities. This is kind of unclear here. Let's see. What exactly is it that you can tell from someone's driving style? You can't be... it's temperament, individual driver temperament. It could have to do with just not exactly what you would call society's pressure, but just the fact that there's some kind of a traffic jam on the road, and people could be, you know, just alarmed or whatever by that. So you need to be careful what you say,
okay,
how you're accounting for this behavior.
Okay. I can work something up there.
Yeah, okay. Here again, you're making a assumption that he's that the only reason anybody would drive an Expedition is to show off, and maybe it's a good car, and maybe
it is a good car.
Well, if people tend to buy what they can afford, and what suits their needs, not necessarily. You know, I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
You're making a big leap here.
Right.
That it's all conceit on his part. And you have no way of knowing that. That it isn't. It could even be a car that's been loaned to him by somebody else.
Uh-huh. I mean, right, I'm assuming.
Okay?
Yeah.
So, at this point, this is your impression,
right,
of what this car signals to you, but you have no way of knowing whether that matches up with the facts or not.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a problem with this analysis, the way you're laying it out.
Okay.
Just jumping from, this is what I see, so this is what it must be. Even here where you say, for this reason, you're assuming that it's the way you're phrasing this makes it sound as if you've interviewed him when you haven't.
Okay.
So, how to get around this problem? You can indicate that this suggests some stereotypes in your mind.
Right.
Right at the outset.
Okay.
And that in looking at him and at these other people, these are the conclusions you draw because of
stereotypes.
Right. You need to get that up front.
Okay, I'll put that in the first sentence then when I fix it.
Okay. Okay, now. Okay. Okay, now, because you have made all these assumptions about other people, you need to talk about the fact that these are just assumptions that you're making. I'm running out of ink here. And that's what you have to say here. Not that these, you know that these, that's how these people are, but that these are assumptions that you're making. And then you can move from that to the fact that you want to live, you want to be more reflective about your own life. And you want to make decisions about how to live your life based on the kind of person you want to be. You don't want to appear to other people to be overly aggressive or inconsiderate or whatever it is. And that I'm not sure what you want to say at the end. What do you think?
Well, kind of the point is that people act a certain way because of what their life consists of, like the pressures that are on them, and that affects their personality a lot of times in a negative way.
Okay.
But if they didn't have those pressures, it probably wouldn't be that way.
Right. But everybody has pressures and. Right. And so you're saying that you, from your point of view, you hope what? Or you want what?
Well, I was just saying that I'm the same way.
It's too late?
Yeah.
Okay.
That we're all just shaped by society and there's nothing we can do about it.
Okay. All right, then you could start this with a kind of rhetorical question. Are my assumptions just my assumptions about these drivers justified? And then you can say, well, maybe not down to the last detail. Maybe not in the detail which you've expressed in this story, but it is clear that society, it forces people into certain boxes.
Right.
Right? Okay. And that you say that you realize that you're in one of those boxes too.
Okay.
Where it boxes people in. Okay.
Okay.
I think your descriptions are really good. You just need to be careful that you separate out what you're imagining about these people from, you know, what you observe.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Now, did you fill these out? Good. Thank you very much. Is this your last paper for the semester? Oh, good.
Yeah.
What are you going to do the rest of the summer now? Are you going to be
work.
Here?
No, I'm going work? Home to work. Yeah.
Where's home?
Chicago. So I'm excited.
Well, that'll be fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
A little change of pace here, right?
Yeah, I cannot wait.
Yeah, I know how you feel. Okay, well, good luck on your paper.
All right, thank you.
Okay, see you later.